I'll say.
Okay.
Time for the show.
We've got to stop drinking before the show. Here we go.
Hey, on today's Living in Las Vegas, well, we've got a new game we're going to be playing tonight. It's called Pick Your Poison. Here's how it works. We're going to pick a category and then select two finalists for each category. Then Brett and I are going to debate which of those two finalists are the best selection for you. Now, this could be about casinos, restaurants, bars, entertainment. Could be off-strip, could be on-strip, could be downtown. Sky is the limit. And by the way, as we continue with this game, you guys will pick the categories that Brett and I debate. Plus, we've got real quick stories, live chat questions, listener email, and of course, have a drink on me. This is the Living in Las Vegas podcast. Let's get started.
Who are those?
Hey, on today's Living in Las Vegas, we got an email from Todd Rudisell from.
Oh, I don't want that one. I want that one. There we go. Good Lord.
Who are those photo bombers behind you?
All kinds of people. Living in Las Vegas starts now. I wonder what this button does.
First day doing show. Which way did it go, George?
First day doing show. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome from Las Vegas, Nevada. That groovy little podcast that gives you a true first-person look into what it's like to call Sin City your home. The Living in Las Vegas podcast.
Clint's got it right.
It's the early start time is screwing me.
The time change.
And now your host.
What's this button?
A man who clearly needs some kind of introduction, otherwise you wouldn't know who he was.
Sing it, Brother Scott, eh?
Mr. Scott Whitney.
Whitney.
Oh, man, it's hurricane force winds here in Las Vegas.
My Auntie M just blew into town over the weekend.
Hey, welcome everybody to the Living in Las Vegas podcast here on the Vegas Video Network. Oh, you're very kind. And by the way, let me be the first to congratulate you because you're watching or listening to the longest running podcast about Las Vegas that actually originates from
Las Vegas.
That's right. And the hosts here, these two happy, handsome, groovy H guys, happy, handsome, hunky. There you go. We've lived here.
Isn't it four
happy,
H's?
Happy, hunky, handsome.
Yeah, hell of a nice guy.
Harry. We've been here for a combined total of 30.
Decades.
Right, which means we're not only going to cover what it's like to live here, nay, family way, but we're going to tell you about our adventures on the Strip, Fremont Street, downtown, other cool places here in the Valley. And by the way, if you're a visitor, if you're a fan of the city, maybe you're a tourist, well, guess what? This show is like your own secret handshake to all things cool and groovy here happening in town. We are live every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time at VegasVideoNetwork.com/... live. That's VegasVideoNetwork.com/live. Join us in the live chat. We've got a big crowd tonight, having a lot of fun. A couple new people we'll talk about in a minute. It's a great opportunity for you to be a part of the big shoe. By the way, I'm your host, Scott Whitney. Konnichiwa. Buenas noches. How you doing? Hot stuff. Great to have you here. Been an online broadcaster for 10 plus years, and I own the Vegas Video Network, so it is me that you would want to blame for that. And I'm joined again by RQS, by Drinky Pants. He is the managing partner at KSHP Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, big hand for Brett Grant.
It's not that big of a hand, but it's okay.
Thank you, Mr. Trump.
Hi, everybody. How you doing? Great to be back, as always.
Great to have you.
Yeah.
By the way, that Trump guy.
Hope you had a wonderful Easter. Did you have a nice Easter? You were solo, weren't you?
Yeah, I was kind of a mellow Easter, just kind of chilling out. Friday night, I played, you know, Vegas Bad Boy was out late,
summer,
and screwing around and doing stuff. And then Saturday, I'm like, wow, I am too old for this shit.
Well, at least you didn't have to do any honeydews. Your wifey was out of town, so you can lounge around and scratch yourself.
I was sitting around going, where's the NCAA basketball? I found a really great World War II series, actually. I'm obsessed with World War II all of a sudden. And found a great one, but I'll tell you about that offline.
Okay.
Hey, over and under.
89 and a hook.
Fair enough. 89 and a hook. For those of you who don't know, a hook is a woman who Oh, that's hooker.
Ooh.
Wrong. Sorry. Hey, we got a couple of new people in the live chat. We've got Jen, who found out about us by some video that Pops did on his YouTube channel that we aren't quite clear what it is. Jen, of course, is a spy. She wouldn't tell us where she lives. So we're going to have to hunt her a little bit later. We also have Baba Louie, who is a long time.
Jen's from Omaha. She just responded, just like that.
Now she wants to play along because we're in the live show, and now she's getting a little airtime. Jen.
Well, that's our first person from Nebraska.
You got to watch.
I think so.
How many people are in Nebraska?
Jen.
Two.
Jen. Her spouse.
And her husband. Yeah. Way to go. All right. Well, thanks, Jen, for playing along. Yeah. And thanks for Pops for telling Jen to play along. And actually, we also
She's not married, so she's the only person in Omaha.
How do you know Jen's not married? No, hubby. Jen, how old are you? Maybe we can get you a date.
Yeah, we can hook you up with somebody.
We have gotten people jobs. We have hooked people up based upon our show. I absolutely know that for a fact. I saw it happen. Well, I didn't see it happen.
Really?
I didn't see the good part happen, but I saw it happen. So we get jobs. We get people sex. We do all 47. She's moving here. They're going to come here, and we're going to hook up Jen with somebody from Chippendales. No.
Okay.
And you know why?
Nice effort.
Because they're mostly gay.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so they're pretty.
Gay.
Pretty gay. And also Baba Louie. Baba Louie comes from Bloomington, Illinois.
Yeah.
Mile marker.
160. Right off Interstate 55.
Very good.
See, I've driven that road like 9 million times between St. Louis and Chicago.
9 million times?
Just so many times.
That seems like an exaggeration.
No, I did. I really did. And you really got to learn every inch of that road.
What's on that road?
Grass. There's corn. Yeah. Maybe some soybeans as well.
Called it on the
corn. There's some towns. You know, you got the Springfield, the state capital. You know, and then you got Chicago, you got St. Louis, and you got little small towns in between.
And Baba Louie, Bob, has just retired. He was so bored, he retired at 25. I can't take it anymore.
Actually, he said he escaped from L.A.
Oh, did he?
I think that's what all people do when they escape from L.A. They move to Bloomington.
I escaped from L.A. Mm. I didn't go to Bloomington, though. Yeah. He's been watching for years. So great to have Baba Louie hanging out with us here today.
Bum, bum, doo, 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 doo.
All right, today we got a new show idea. It's called Pick Your Poison. Here's how it works. We're going to be looking at particular topics, subject matters, categories, if you will. Yeah. And then Brett and I are going to select the top two of that category, and we will debate who we think the winner is. Now, you may be asking yourself, well, how are you going to select that?
I don't either.
Good question.
Scott's going to tell us.
Boom!
Oh, we got a thing.
We got a
thing.
Got a wheel.
Hell, come on down and spin the wheel. I'm Don Pardo. All right.
That's a very good Don Pardo.
I used to be able to do it.
So what you're going to see is you got a wheel here. You can see we've got a bunch of different
pool categories.
So, for example, what do we got here? We got steak.
Can we go back to pool so I can yell at you about pool?
We can do whatever you want.
It says pool right there.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Are we shooting pool or swimming pool?
Swimming pool.
Okay, Scott's swimming pool. We saw the wind. Auntie M blew in. Your swimming pool is clean.
There's crap in there.
No, come on. I should have taken a picture of mine.
I have a brand new $700
I had two
pump.
Chase
it better
lounges.
Be sucking that shit up.
I had about 40 yards of carpet. I'm not kidding.
two Chase lounges. We've had that happen.
40 yards of carpet. I had a cinder block.
A cinder block.
Yeah.
Wow. It was windy.
What else? I think I had the neighbor's cat was probably in there for a while too. Yeah. It was crazy. And then I actually had a guy today in a scuba suit. In my pool, fishing shit out of my pool.
That's funny.
That was pretty funny. And he couldn't
sink. You should have taken a picture of that.
I should have. Because it was kind of funny because he couldn't sink. And he's like, I'm too buoyant.
Did you have a weight belt?
I left my weight belt in the car.
Oh, so he's a big time diver.
Well, he is because next time I'm bringing the tanks with me. Okay. I go, dude, it's 5 fucking feet. Relax. Okay, all you got to do is like bend over and put your arm down for crying out loud. Anyway,
back to it. So we've got different categories here. We're going to spin the wheel, and then we're going to debate that category and pick for you the best selection in all of Nevada. You don't even have to go on that interweb anymore.
All of the Nevada or just the Las Vegas?
Las Vegas. Okay. The best selection in all of – thank you for correcting me. Best selection in all of the Las Vegas, and you can just give up your internet.
Give it up.
Except for watching our show. Mm-hmm. Because you don't really need to do any more research because we know so much. And here's the other part, the live chat people, and for those of you who are listening, you can send us other pick your poison topics that you want us to add. Now, in the live chat, as we pick one of these topics, we'll erase it, And then if a live chat person says, hey, why don't you add this? We will add it to the spinning of the wheel thing right then and there. So the live chat can be a very big part of our show. And if you want to email us, you're not in the live chat, but you want to email us topics or categories to add to the big wheel, just do that at onairq@livinginlv.com. onairq@livinginlv.com. Okay, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's begin the spinning of the Pick Your Poison wheel.
Pops, what's my favorite channel you're talking about? Okay, here we go. Right, no whammies! No whammies! No whammies!
Okay. It is. The first one is a hotel room in a casino. Favorite casino hotel room.
The room.
The room.
The actual
itself.
Room.
Yeah.
I gotta go with, can I give you two? Or I only gotta give you one.
Well, so I have one in my head.
Okay.
And well, give me your two. I'll give you my one, and we'll throw one out.
Well, again, I have not been in all the hotel rooms and all the casinos. So, but for a standard room, I gotta say the Venetian or the Wynn.
Okay.
I think they're spectacular.
Okay. So, and I would say Aria.
Okay.
Okay.
So I've not seen a room in the Aria.
So yeah, room in the
but
Aria.
But like the Venetian, they're all suites.
Yeah. So and I had that in my line of sight for a while. It was going to be for me Aria or Venetian. And I would lean towards Aria. The rooms are beautiful. They're pretty good size. They're not as big as the ones over at the Venetian, but they're also better appointed. They're newer. They're cleaner. They've got nicer things. The problem with the Venetian, although they're large, and the Palazzo is the same, they tend to look a little old. They're kind of worn out. I've shot some videos in a couple of those places, and they just don't have the same luster that they used to have. Palazzo is probably a bit better than the Venetian, but we did a shoot at the Venetian, and this was years ago, and it just felt kind of like it was just a tad bit tired. Where we walked into the Aria, and we actually did a YouTube video on this years and years ago. You walk in, and the curtains automatically open up, and your name's
right
up on the screen, and it's brand new this and beautiful that. I really, really liked that vibe. So.
See, the Wynn has all that, too.
So the Wynn's interesting. So I would say let's throw out the Venetian.
Right.
We got Wynn. I mean, yeah, Wynn, and we've got Aria. Have you stayed at a Wynn?
My parents have, so I've seen the insides of them plenty of times.
What about it did you like so much?
Well, the views are spectacular. Mm. The floor-to-ceiling windows. So you got incredible views of the golf course, looking out the back.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course, you got all, you know, the I tend to judge things by bathrooms a lot of times. Also,
yeah.
Spectacular bathrooms, which keep the ladies happy.
Oh, I had
you know,
a
great
really
showers.
Good
great
bathroom at the Aria. I had a big one of those sunken tubs though at the Aria.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. I think the bathrooms are important to the ladies.
Oh yeah.
And big bathrooms, not some tiny little thing like you're at the you know the Motel 6 and you're like
or
the door hits the toilet kind of thing.
Right.
You want to be able to open it up, walk around,
right.
And then of course the high quality robe. How good is the robe?
Mm.
You know. I
okay.
think that's important.
Now, so I okay, well that's interesting. So I going back to the Aria. And we stayed at Encore once, not Wynn, Encore, same basic thing. The bathroom that I was in, we had a separate floating tub at the Aria. It was like standalone by itself.
Right.
Big, thick, you know, bordered kind of deal. Gorgeous tub. I was really hungover. Had to stay in there for a while.
Back when the Imperial Palace was still around, they had the Love Tub Suite.
Oh.
Which was hilarious. Anybody ever been to the Love Tub Suite at the IP? That thing is like literally like bashing my head.
It is a little tight.
It's a little tight.
But you're okay.
I'm here.
You're there.
And it's a king size bed with mirrored ceilings.
Right.
And a giant tub right in the middle of the room.
Perfect.
That's all there was.
I like it.
And then there's a toilet somewhere else.
Okay.
Pretty crazy.
Cost. Aria versus Encore.
Like, I think they're pretty similar.
I would think
Aria's probably Wynn's a little less expensive.
Yeah,
but,
I would think it's probably a little bit less expensive. I'm gonna have
but the Aria's. If I go on hotels tonight, but right now, I bet you that the Aria is on there. You're looking at $300, or pretty damn close to it.
Depends on what's going on in town,
right?
As
with any hotel.
And actually, so the live chat's getting in this already. So Tuck actually says Vidara rooms are pretty nice. They are super nice, but this is both casino and hotel.
Ah, so Vidara doesn't have a casino.
I want to have, Vidara actually has great rooms. We've stayed there.
See, we could stay at the Wynn right now for $169 tonight.
Really?
And the Aria is 159.
Well, see, so there you go. It's pretty close.
And the Encore is 178.
Does it say what? Yeah, okay. And does it say what their regular number is? The regular price?
Not for today, no. Well, 200 dropped down from 200. Let's see what it is tomorrow. Let me just go to a weekend. How about I just pick a Friday? Let's go Friday night, April 1st, to Saturday. And we'll see what pumps up. The Palazzo, $300.
Yeah.
The Aria, $300. Yeah. The Wynn, $400.
Yeah.
$399.
Yep.
Bellagio, $299.
I thought the Wynn would be more money.
Well, it is. It's higher. It's obviously Steve.
Yeah, so.
$400 a night.
I think this is going to be a tough one. I don't think you're going to convince me. I don't think I'm going to convince you that Aria is a good room. You've never been in an Aria room.
No, right? I've been in the Aria. I just haven't been in a room. No.
Oh, and the casino is a good point, too. So I think the casino.
I think the Bellagio is probably there as well. If I had to pick a third, I like the Bellagio.
See, I stayed in a Bellagio room.
I've been there.
Really,
I've stayed in their suites.
Yeah, but what about just a regular room? Not everybody can swing a suite.
No, I stayed in their room. It was nice. My wife and I had a nice room. It was pretty regular, but it was nice.
Yeah. But I walked into Aria, I'm like,
yeah, it depends on what you're looking for, I guess.
I think the casino at Aria is a better casino as well. I think what's in there is better. I think the way it's laid out is better. I think the bars are better. That's actually an interesting point about the whole. The restaurants are, the restaurants at Wynn are pretty fucking good.
Well, and you're also not necessarily factoring location. So the Aria to me is not necessarily a great location.
So that's good. Good question.
Versus, not that the Wynn is either. But I tend to love the things around Caesars, Bellagio, which I realize City Center is not too far away.
That's an interesting point because the Aria can have good views. And that area is kind of, that's a hopping area, you know, where what's that street? I want to say Herman, but that's
Harmon.
Harmon. Where Harmon and Las Vegas Boulevard cross, that's a pretty happening area. And so getting a nice room there, you can get a gorgeous view of the Strip, but also looking on the outside, looking at the valley, you know, it's a nice view there as well. The location for Aria is a better location in that you're in the heart of the Strip, whereas the Wynn and Encore, you know, good, by the way, good views, obviously. If you've got a, if you've got a Strip view at Wynn or Encore, you've got a nice view. But the location, there's not really... it's not terrible. I mean, you're not that far from Palazzo and so on and TI and all that kind of stuff. There's nothing north of it though to speak of.
Right.
You don't get anything until you get to Circus or SLS. So I think if you were to, we should like have a chart that says, okay, location, I think that goes to Aria. I think pricing goes to Aria. I think the casino, I mean, do you have an opinion on the casino?
Well, I think the Wynn casino is probably nicer. I think the Aria casino is more laid back.
Well, I think so too. Yeah. I think it's I think you're right. I think the Wynn is fancier, but I don't I like the vibe better. Actually, I think the Wynn is brighter too.
Yeah.
Well, better or brighter lit. This is a tough one. This is much harder than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's too many properties that you could say are head and shoulders above what the Wynn offers. In that regard, I mean, it's designed to be the way it is with regards to high end and luxury,
right.
And doesn't fall short.
I'm going to let you win this one. I'm not going to let you win. I thought that was a good
argument. You can have a one and a 1A.
So I think Wynn is good. I think Encore is good. I think Aria also plays for a variety of things, too. Okay, so I'm going to erase that.
And we're erasing.
All right.
Now, if we get
a live chat suggestion, we'll put it in that place. Otherwise, I'm just going to put an arrow in case it lands there again. We'll go to the one next to it. Okay.
Oh, all right. Or God forbid we spin again. Can I spin? Do I get to spin?
Yes, come spin. Up, please. Hold on. Spin.
Yay.
Next one.
I get to spin.
Here we go. What do we got?
It went around once. Not very well, though.
Shopping mall.
Oh, good Lord. And now
malls.
For our guest hosts, Melissa and Kathy. Come on down.
Okay. Best shopping malls.
Oh, good God.
I got this.
Okay.
I got it. Okay. Let's talk about.
You go first.
Top two.
That's a great choice.
I got it. So I would say you've got to look at Fashion Show.
Right.
Which is very, very
large. Which is all it is.
It is a shopping mall. And then I would go with Caesars Forum.
Okay.
As being a shopping mall. Okay. So you look at these two. The Fashion Show is where you'll find more locals. Because Fashion Show is the kind of mall that you might see in any big city. It's got the same kind of stuff that you would see elsewhere. And it has that vibe. It has a, you know, it's a nice mall you would see in California, Poughkeepsie or wherever else. But here's the thing. That's always my go-to Poughkeepsie. Place, Poughkeepsie. Because it's percussive, and I like a percussive word. But here's the thing about, and by the way, so I would say you got Caesar's Forum. Now, you also have, besides Caesar Forum, you've got Venetian shops, and you've got Miracle Mile, and you've got Crystals. Those are other big malls that are running around on Vegas Boulevard. But far and away, without question, this is an easy one for me, is Forum Shops. Forum Shops has really great window shopping places for the wife. Forum Shop has great places for men to go. Actually, one of my upcoming shows will be good places to shop and what men should do when the women are shopping. But Forum Shops has a couple places that are great for guys to hang out while the wife's going around. If you like jewelry, which men can only buy one kind of jewelry, watches, they've got the best watch store in all of Las Vegas at Caesar's Forum, at the Forum Shops. And one of the things that I think is the best part about being in Las Vegas is that there are plenty of places to drink while your wife is shopping.
And obviously great restaurants when you got a Palms and a Spago and places like that. I agree with you about the Forum Shops. I'm going to throw a fashion show out. I'm going to throw the Miracle Mile Shops in because it's 1.2 miles long, 175 stores, and it's more the everyday person's mall.
There you go.
It's not the upscale mall that the Forum Shops is. So I think you got them both, where the Crystals or the Forum Shops or, you know, I mean, the Venetian and the Wynn, they all have beautiful upscale shops where they have, you know, where you can buy a $80,000 purse for some fucking reason. But if you're looking for something, you know, everyday shopping, I think the Miracle Mile Shops deserve a mention.
Hold on, I'm typing some into the live chat.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so I'm going to throw them in there. Plus, you've got plenty of places to have fun and eat.
Here's the thing with the Miracle Mile. It is just like every other crippity crap mall that you can find in Poughkeepsie, for fuck's sake.
Except it's in a casino. It's in the Vegas.
Yeah, I get it. And I actually kind of liked it the way it was before when it was the Aladdin thing and it had rain and it was I kind of like that. I'm really into that themey kind of thing. But the thing I don't like about the Miracle Mile is there's a lot of really crip-crap stores that I wouldn't set foot in. I don't want a window.
Well, that's like 95% of them for me.
Yeah, but so part of the fun of going shopping in Vegas is window shopping in Vegas because it does you no harm.
I just think if I was one of the people that worked in one of these places.
In one of which places?
Any one of them. There's no traffic, there's no people in the stores.
Wait, hold on.
They stand around looking at each other.
The Caesars, the Forum Shops is the highest.
I know people buy stuff. I just don't see them buying.
It's making more money than any other mall in America.
I just don't see the people in the actual stores. Like, if you go to the city center and you're at the Aria and you walk in that mall.
Oh,
it's like there's some beautiful blonde girl who weighs 12 pounds and her shift is 8 hours standing there looking at her phone.
They just sold that, by the way.
They sold
the whole mall. So that's interesting. You know, part of the reason why Caesar's Forum, God damn it, the Forum Shops is such a high volume or high income place is because they have such high end stores there.
Right.
But I don't mind looking at, you know, the fancy purse place, Coach or whatever the hell it's called. I don't mind Melissa going there. Melissa could spend an hour in a aisle looking at shit.
Right.
Now, I don't have to do that, but it makes her happy. Happy wife. Happy Scott. So go look at your stuff. I'm going to go over and have a fucking shave and a beer over here. And life is good for me.
Right.
Have a good
time. As opposed to following her around going, do you like this one? Do you like this one?
Again, it's like the poor husbands who are like holding the purse.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, man.
Yeah, I'm going to go have a shave.
That's like, hey, babe, I'm just going to go step out for just a second. I'll be right
back.
Billy?
I'm dead.
Billy, are you okay?
I'm dead.
Billy? Billy, what happened? I'm sorry. I won't make you do it again. I swear to God. Please, Billy. Please come back, Billy. I'm sorry. Yeah. All right. So Forum Shops is it.
Okay. They're adding things. You want to...
What do they got?
We got best place to people watch, best strip club, best show.
Hold on. I got show on watch.
Time machine shopping experience. I don't know what that means. Best activity, best museum. We can add these
to.
We can add these to future shows. I'd have to have a writing utensil.
Oh, sorry. There you go.
To be able to function.
People Watch is a good one. Best museum. That's a really good one. Add that. I got to do a little research before I have an activity. Not sure what activity. Oh, I kind of have an idea. Men's spa shave. Yeah, I'm going to talk about that. Okay.
Brothel.
Startup business opportunity. Okay. Hey, Montana. Welcome back. Okay. Here we go. Ready? You want to spin again?
No, go ahead. I'm too busy writing. Okay. You said you already had show on there, so I just...
I have a couple of show ideas on
there. Or show things. Okay, what do we got? Let's see what we got, kids. Spin the big wheel.
And the answer is, look at you.
Live music. So this is an example where it landed on a space that we had already been landed upon. So now we're going to go to live music. Best live music venue.
Well, I'm gonna go to the established one, which would be the Joint at the Hard Rock.
Joint at the Hard Rock, okay.
Which is now doubled in size, tripled in size, quadrupled in size, much bigger than it was before.
It's a nice place.
It's a nice concert hall now, and it's the Joint. You get the best, most relevant music, I think, from a standpoint of big-name guys who want to play in smaller places. You get people who might be a little bit past their prime doing celebratory trips, anniversary things. I like the Joint at the Hard Rock.
It's a good spot. My nominee would be Fremont Street Experience.
All right.
Here's the deal. So
Multiple stages,
three stages. They pick the best of the best of that kind of music. So you're not going to see who you're going to see at Vinyl, for sure. But you're also not going to pay what you paid at Vinyl. I saw Queen there. I've seen Kiss there. I've seen a whole bunch of great bands at Vinyl. But I spent out the nose to be able to watch those things.
Sure.
And it was a good spot. For Fremont Street, what I really love about this is clearly where Fremont Street figured it out.
Right.
Without question. Now you're thinking to yourself, you know, here we are, we're Fremont Street, we're downtown, we don't get as many people as on the strip. What do we do to draw people here? And they're like, well, let's just do live music 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. How's that idea? Brilliant.
Right.
Now, they're not doing 24/7, of course, but they're doing by seven, and it's every night. And like Brett said, three stages. And the people they put up there are not, it's not like you're going to and listening to the band that's playing over at, you know, the Griffin or whatever. I'm just making up a bar name. Actually, that is a bar name. But it's not the bar band that you're seeing out here in the burbs.
Right.
These are bands who are really, really good at whatever their genre is. So if it's an 80s pop band, they're very, very good. It's a 70s band. They do a lot of cover bands there. You know, Zoe Bowie plays there. He's the best of the best in his environment. So you can, what I like about it is, first of all, it's free. It doesn't cost anything. It's, you know, in the winter, it's rough. But in the summer, spring, summer, fall, it's gorgeous out there.
Sure.
It's usually not too crowded. And even on the weekends, for those kind of bands, you're not going to get a big deal. And they're bringing in big bands there. I saw Cheap Trick there.
So did I.
I mean, Deep Purple was just there.
Bink just said she saw Kansas and Blue Oyster Cult.
I was just going to say Kansas. The guy who...
To the point of no return.
Yeah, sing it, brother.
I'll sit. How long?
They also are drawing big, you know, nostalgic bands there as well. I would like to have seen Deep Purple, for example. So I think they've really figured it out. No cost to us. Great environment. Easy to get away and come back. So you can watch for a while and go, all right, they're going to take a break. Great. I'm going to go to the casino. I'm going to hang a little bit at the bar or do whatever I want to go grab something to eat. Come on back, watch some more, go to the other band. And they, you know, I just think that's such a brilliant thing. There's no question in my mind that the best live music venue in all of Las Vegas is the Fremont Street.
And Pops has a nice little thing in the live chat where he says the top tier band usually is down by the D. The B-grade band is in front of the Nugget, and the C-tier band is down by Main Street.
That is exactly right. Yeah, so Third Street stage is the one that's by D and by Four Queens. So it's in between Four Queens and the D. And he's exactly right. As they go down, they're lesser big bands. And the stages are a little bit different as well. We've actually live streamed from all those stages as well, so I have some idea of that.
My mother actually performed on one of the stages there.
That dance thing, right?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. So Fremont Street Experience, God, really a great time. Right. Only downside, sometimes the people.
and I'll lean to you because obviously you're the musician of the duo here, so I will take your word for it.
Should we put one on there? from the live chat?
Put on the People Watchers.
People Watcher. I think I did that one.
Did you?
I think I did. Let me double check. Yeah, I did. Give me another one.
How about activity?
I don't know what he means by that.
Okay. Well, museum, but you said you were going to do some research.
Yeah, I don't know enough
well,
about
that. Well, I got nothing else. Okay. Activity, show, strip club, people watching.
Okay. So. Have you been to any strip clubs?
Yeah.
More than one?
Yeah. Good. Okay, great. Mom. I used to do shows from them.
Who'd have guessed? I'm the innocent one.
Yeah, exactly. We used to do radio shows from them.
All right, here we go. Big spin.
Big spin.
You're poison. We had to do a theme song. Hold on. Ready? It's time to pick your poison. You got to pick your poison. Don't pick your nose. Thank you.
Okay.
What we got?
What's the band? Who's the guy in poison?
Power Lunch.
Ooh, Power Lunch.
Oh.
This could be all over the place. Wow. Interesting. I'll throw a couple of them at you that are maybe you haven't thought about before. But again, I'm a West Side guy.
Yeah.
So I'm going West Side. I'm going to go to Nora's Italian Cuisine.
I've heard such good things about that place.
Flamingo and Jones. Very nice Italian restaurant. Small place, but it is a power lunch spot.
Why do you think that?
Because the people that are there, like myself. We're all about the power lunch. Hey, Mr. Grant's here. Oh, your table's ready for you, Mr. Grant. We've been waiting for you.
You're funny.
No, it's true. It's true. I don't think of the strip as being the power lunch place, although there are places that certainly would qualify, like the Palm, for example, at the Forum Shops at Caesar would be a great place for a power lunch, the Palm restaurant.
Yeah.
If you're looking to go somewhere else, maybe downtown, there's someplace like... I'm losing my mind. Chicago Joe's, old time, big time attorneys down there. Chicago, another Italian restaurant, by the way.
Yeah.
Downtown Chicago Joe's, been there forever. Tiny little place.
Yeah.
But when I'm thinking power lunch, I'm thinking where do the hobnobbers go? Where do the rich and famous go? Where do the politicians go?
And also, it needs to be a place that's impressive.
Yeah. Or it's just got to be a place that's, you know, you're not going to Applebee's for a power lunch. You know, you're not going to any chain restaurant.
Right.
You're going to a place that has a good rep with good food, another place that's actually kind of, discreet. So
yeah.
You pop in somewhere.
Yeah, good.
They're not spouting on social media that, Nicolas Cage was just here having lunch today.
Right.
Which I've done many times. I've walked in and there's Nicolas Cage having lunch.
At Nora's or?
There and a couple other places.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't want to, you know.
We don't want to be name dropping.
No, it's kind of funny. You look at the guy going, God, he looks familiar.
He looks like the guy who had to sell something because he didn't.
And then I was just watching Raising Arizona the other day.
You know, that's available on the Netflix.
Yeah.
It's a pretty funny movie.
It's one of my favorite movies.
Is it?
H.I. I'm Baron. No, I love that movie. I think it's hilarious.
Here's my so your number one is what, Nora's?
I'm going to go with Nora's.
Okay, I have two, maybe three. Triple George.
Yeah, okay.
Which is at
Third Street.
Very nice,
yes.
Really good. You know, it's the dark wood.
Mm-hmm.
Good bartenders, typically a good wait staff, kind of off the beaten path. They have booths.
Yeah, very nice place.
Get into.
Been there, good food.
Capitol Grill. Same thing. It's a white tablecloth, off the beaten path. Great bartender, great wait staff. Kappa's, I would put in there because it's quirky.
You mean Capo's?
Capo's. I'm sorry. Yeah, Capo's. I'm on the fence on that one. It's kind of a fun place. So if I want, if somebody out of town, I'm like, let me just show you this place. It's kind of nutty.
Right.
I might do that. But
it's
if
good
it's
point.
But if it's somebody who I'm trying to, you know, have a more serious conversation with, I probably wouldn't do the knock knock. Let's get into the bar kind of thing, or let's get into the restaurant. Okay, so I would say maybe not Capo's. I'd say probably for me Triple George. Or Capitol Grill, and I haven't been to Nora's.
You like Italian food.
What do you think of Triple George?
Triple George is a very nice, great place, good food. I agree with you there. That's a very good choice.
All right, so
I think if we had to go with your choice, Triple George would make sense, and I'll go with Nora's.
Okay, we're going to go with Triple George. And Norris has been thrown out.
I can't argue. Triple George is very good.
Triple George is really good. Yeah. Cap Grill I actually like a lot too, but I think I might do Triple George. It's more Vegas-y.
We're staying off the...
Yeah. All right, so there you go. That goes away. We'll do... how we do? We'll do one more.
One more.
What was that? That was... Power
Uno Mas.
And we will go...
Uno Mas.
Okay, here we go. Last one. Would you like to spin, Brett?
Oh, sure. I'd be honored. Please do. Let's give it a good rip.
That's a good one. Like Drew Airport Carey. Limbo. Put down microbrewery.
Microbrewery. There's only like two of them in town. God, we are all over that arrow.
It is. What's that one? A comedy show.
Oh.
Best comedy show.
What? A microbrewery.
Yeah. I may have that on my list, but I definitely want to put that on there. Microbrewery is a good one. Okay. Comedy show. What do you got?
Boy. We're talking about like one of the stand-up places to go and watch comedy?
Anything that you want to call comedy.
Catch a Rising Star. That used to be in town. That used to be kind of good.
It did.
Boy. When is Anthony Padilla coming back? When do we go see Anthony?
I think he's gone on the wind, man.
No, he's still around. He's still performing.
Is he around?
Just not in town. He's kind of doing stuff in Tucson.
Trying to do a podcast for about...
Is it gone? The Chips and Salsa podcast it was called.
Yeah, it's gone.
No, I didn't realize that.
I think it's gone. I haven't heard. He's not out there.
I tried to get him to come and do it with you. I tried to get him to do it with you.
And he's like, oh, no, I've got this figured out.
Yeah, I guess not.
Sure you do.
Boy. I don't know. Okay. I've been to a lot of them, but I don't know.
I'll throw a couple out there.
All right, go ahead.
Mike Hammer is what's coming up in the live chat a lot.
Okay.
I've seen Mike's show many times. Matter of fact, hung out with Mike this last week and this last Friday, I had a chance to talk with him a little bit about some stuff. Gregory Tapp about Greg in the live chat suggests Amazing Jonathan. So Amazing Jonathan hasn't performed in several years. He's ill. He's got a bad heart, and so he's still kind of bopping around the community. You'll still see him occasionally, but he doesn't perform anymore to speak of. So Mike Hammer is certainly a consideration. And I would go with Carrot Top as well.
All right. I've seen Carrot
Top. Now, there's also a lot of comedy shows here. You mentioned it. There's you know, Brad Garrett's room, and there's a Tropicana.
That's what I was thinking. More of those. I was thinking along those
lines.
Yeah,
Brad Garrett has a room, and Bally's has a new place called Jokester. LA Comedy Live is now over at Strap. So I actually have – I'm going to talk about the funniest – stand-up comedy show, multiple people that I've ever seen in Real Quick Stories. It was stunning.
Like Sin City Comedy Club over at Planet Hollywood.
Yep.
Well, I went to the comedy club back when, I guess it was Bally's had it.
Several there.
Yeah. And we see George Carlin, for crying out loud.
You saw George
Carlin?
Yes. Was he angry then?
No, it was like 1988, 89, 90.
For a while, he was super pissed off.
He was terrific.
Oh, that's awesome.
Dennis Miller, I saw Dennis Miller right after he became a conservative.
I saw Dennis Miller.
And at the Desert Inn, before they blew up the Desert Inn.
Oh, I saw him.
After they had redone the Desert Inn, and then they blew it up like a couple of years later.
Yeah.
Why did they waste all this money to build it?
I saw him at the Aladdin with David Spade.
Yeah,
it was New Year's Eve.
There's great shows that roll into Caesars, into the Coliseum.
That's something that's reoccurring. I wasn't really thinking of Hammer, but it's good. So I would say, from a stand-up comedy perspective, all these different shows, the problem is it tends to be a little hit and miss.
Yeah.
I would think probably from a quality perspective, the Brad Garrett room is probably the best of those rooms because he's got some cachet and it's a nice room and there's probably some value there, and it's probably can get some better people. I've seen really good shows and really bad shows in pretty much every comedy. Like, for instance, the X Comedy Show, which is at Flamingo, is a pretty good show. You know, it's dirty and it's funny and it's pretty aggressive, and I like that kind of comedy. But it's not something that you would watch more than once, probably.
Right.
Whereas Hammer... I will tell you, the funniest comedy show I have ever seen was Carrot Top.
Okay.
It was stunningly funny. And he gets a lot of shit for being a prop comic. But nobody understands that a prop comic actually has to have more jokes than a comic.
That's a good point.
Because he's doing joke. So he's doing 15-second jokes instead of setup, punch, rerun.
Right.
So, and he also does, by the way, 15 minutes of straight stand-up. That is A-list stand-up stuff.
He's good.
Really,
I've seen him. He's
really,
good.
Really good. I was beside myself with how funny that was. So we're going to, I'm actually going to play two sides on this. I will say in Las Vegas, Carrot Top, you will not be disappointed if you see this guy. He is such an amazing performer.
Right.
Downtown, and Mike Hammer. Mike could be a strip guy, but Mike is a hustler. Mike understands the business of business, and he's doing good business where he's at. He's actually producing other shows now.
Right.
And Mike is the guy who I bring people to. Who are in town? You want to see a comedy show? You want to see something that's funny? And he's a magician comedy,
right,
by the way.
Yep.
I know Mike, so I could get tickets, of course. But I'll go there all the time. I brought the brother-in-law and the nephew, and I'm like, right, let's go. Let me go check this place out, and they loved it. So, Carrot Top on the Strip, I would say Mike Cameron without question. If you are in downtown, okay. I think that's it for now. This is awesome. We'll do a bunch of these. This is a great idea. If you've got ideas that you want to have us include, and pick your poison, just send them to onairq@livinginlv.com. Again, onairq@livinginlv.com. This is the Living in Las Vegas podcast on the Vegas Video Network. We'll be right back. This episode of Living in Las Vegas is brought to you by the Vegas Video Co-op. Because your online presence is often your only chance to begin a meaningful sales conversation, please take a moment and visit VegasVideoCoop.com. Highlight your business, start a talk show, or unleash your genius for a low monthly fee. Use promo code LILV for a special discount to our viewers and listeners. That's VegasVideoCoop.com.
Do it and be great. Ask Rob.
Good vibration.
You're supposed to stop when the music stops.
I know, I keep going on.
No, you're not supposed to do
I always
that.
Go on.
I know you do.
Is this,
but
are you
it's
new
not
to the show?
Proper.
You, oh, for the.
I thought this was our first show, the way the button started today.
Oh, really? Is this where it's going to? Okay. This is a part of the show. It's on our questions. It's part of the show where you all send us questions and we answer them. If we know the answers, we're going to give them to you. If we don't know the answers, we're going to make them up.
Yeah, I like that idea.
We're gifted that way. If the guys send an email, I read it. If the girls send an email, Brett reads it. But I'm going to have Brett read this one because it's literally insane.
Oh, I appreciate it. So it's for me to be able to figure out. Yeah. Okay, this is from our insane Pops. Dear Scott and Brett, warm weather's coming.
Yep.
Thanks, Pops. How about a rundown on public parks, ball fields, billiard halls, arcades, water parks, bowling alleys, and any oddball stuff like goofy golf, laser tag, etc., ranking them like family-friendly, you could take a date there, and not a place to take your lady all the way to never go there without heavily armed backup. Also, is there any place with... where the radio-controlled model cars, planes, drones, helicopters, enthusiasts can congregate? Where is the closest organized amateur mining operation? Place where you go to pay a mine for semi-precious stones and such? Just when you thought I'd run out of questions. Holy fuck.
Okay.
What was that? Where do you start with this?
I don't even know where to start with this. Pick one. Do you know of any of those?
Sure.
Is like he came off his Ritalin. And just
no
started
kidding.
Typing.
Well, I could do ball fields and water parks and bowling alleys and golf and laser tag.
Okay, I'm gonna give those to me. I'm gonna bark them out, and you just give me your answers. Ready?
Oh, all right.
Ballpark.
Well, we're talking about going to watch the kids. There's a million places. There's ballparks all over the place.
What kind of public park?
Well, depends on what kind of public park you're looking.
Perfect.
At.
That's going billiard
hall. Billiard hall. There's one at Desert Inn and Decatur.
Best one.
I can't remember the name of it.
Perfect. Arcades.
Arcades, sure. How about the Emporium at New York, New York?
Good.
Cool place.
Oh, that's good. Water park.
Water park, there's two in town. Wet and Wild is on the west side and Cowabunga Bay in Henderson. There's your two water parks.
Have you been to one?
I've driven by them.
Bowling alley.
I'm not Hispanic. Bowling alley. They're all inside your major casinos. So if you want the Red Rock lanes are pretty cool. They have Cosmic Bowling there, kind of fun.
Yep.
Brooklyn Bowl if you want to be on the Strip, kind of cool. Then there's, you know, Santa Fe's got it. Orleans has it. You know, Sam's Town has got it. Sunset Station. There's bowling alleys all over town.
Goofy Golf.
Miniature Golf. Yeah, the only one I knew of. Kiss, which is moving over to
Rio.
Rio. Yeah.
There's an outdoor one off by somewhere. We did our golf tournament there.
The HD one called King Putt.
It's 145 degrees outside.
It's not there anymore.
That's pretty neat. Laser tag?
Laser tag. There's the laser tag place at Lake Mead and Tanea. Oh, good Lord. I forget what it's called, but it's actually kind of fun. I've done that before.
Would you play? I have too. I was freaked out.
It was a blast. It was a blast.
My adrenaline was like.
Yeah. There's a few places.
I had like a hummingbird heart.
I got shot by some fucking 6-year old. You little son of a bitch. Where'd you come from?
Right, where's your parents? Not here. Yeah, kicking your ass.
Exactly.
Where's mommy and daddy?
They can hide too easy.
Oh, they dropped us off and they'll be back.
Little rat's like 45 pounds for granted.
Mommy and daddy.
Here comes some dude 200 plus pounds around the corner.
Mommy and daddy are going to be getting home and watching you with a, you know, you're going to be a corpse, you little fucking punk. All right. Places that you wouldn't take your lady.
Most places.
Fair enough. I've seen how you dance.
She's my lady.
Oh, sing it. I can get you some reverb if you need
it. No, it's okay.
Okay, because I'll do it for you. I'm not afraid of you. Places, radio controlled model cars, drones, vibrators, helicopters. Vibrators. God, pops.
I have no idea. There's slot car racing down on industrial. Does that count? Qualify? I don't know. Drones? I have no idea.
They're building a drone racetrack in Hendertucky.
Well, there you go.
It's kind of a big deal.
Okay.
Did you read this one? Where is the closest organized amateur mining operation?
What the fuck does that even mean?
Is that what the people explains. Are out this is awesome.
Bigging for bodies?
Place where you can go pay to mine for semi-precious stones and such.
I don't know. Go out to Goldfield. What's that town called?
I think gold they something have over there. Gold fingers. The girl with the mightiest touch. I think there is places where you can do that. Back in the 1400s, I think they called it San Francisco. Come on, Pops. I know you're old.
Goldschlager.
But you're not that old. Goldschlager. Right. Another terrible idea. Here, let's put some gold in some alcohol that tastes like shit. All right. I just wanted to prove that you can be senile and still write stuff.
You could also be committed.
Hey, I'm not judging.
Okay.
Apparently, he drew a bunch of people to our show because he did a crazy YouTube video of just a slot machine playing.
Oh.
And I'm doing all this work. I haven't done that.
And that worked, huh?
Yeah, well, apparently. All right. Thank you, Pops. All right, let's get into real quick stories. Ready? I just got done seeing the best comedy show in my life.
Was that Carrot Top?
No.
Oh.
I mean, stand up, host, feature, right. Blah, 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 blah. Okay. And it was like accident, kind of. So Friday, Melissa was in at the Effingham over the Easter vacation or Easter weekend.
Right.
And so I was alone. And so Friday, I did a couple things. I went out and I actually had dinner by myself at Mandalay Bay at the House of Blues little restaurant.
Right.
That was okay. Then I went and saw this comedy show at the Foundation Room.
Oh, okay.
Been to the Foundation Room?
Yes.
First time in the Foundation Room. I had a co-op member who kept asking me to join him because he was a member. I could never make the time happen, so I finally get up there. That's a pretty neat area.
Yeah, it's cool.
Pretty cool. It was a little weird because there's a bunch of little girls trying to get in. And, I'm 21. Oh, for fuck's sake. Just fucking scoot over.
And, but they won't let you in if you have like sneakers on and things like that.
I got this comedy show. It was... through house seats, and they mentioned that the Foundation Room has a dress code. So I actually had a coat and shirt and blah, blah, blah. Really, you wore a coat and a shirt. Well, yeah, I'm fancy.
Congratulations.
Well, you're a show off, Mr. Whitney. Well, yes, I am.
And suspenders.
Well, yeah, sure. And underwear
along
and socks.
With my belt and suspenders.
I have pretty brown shoes. Okay, so went up to this place. Didn't know what it was. The house seats listing named the headliner, and it was I just forgot his name. It was like the Gordy Smith. In other words, I'm Scott Whitney. He named himself the Scott Whitney.
Okay.
That's how he did his name. Never heard of him. But I thought, this must be a show, like a one-man thing. Nope.
Nope.
It's like a pop-up comedy thing that's run by a guy here who I've seen before. He may have been a guest on Awkward Silence a long time ago, a Hispanic guy. And he was kind of the host, and there were five comedians. And I will tell you, it was, without question, the funniest group of stand-ups I have ever seen. It was amazing.
But at the Foundation Room.
At the Foundation Room.
How many peeps are watching?
It wasn't very, and that was interesting.
What's the thing?
Yeah, oh, what? Oh, sorry.
We're just looking at you the
whole
time.
Thank you. So it's a small room. So they got a bunch of different rooms in this place. And so I'm not really
familiar. There's the S&M room, and then there's the Dungeon and Dragon room. And
nothing wrong with that. So this was like a room that had a bar, and a little bar in the back, and a small room. And it was standing room only by the time the show started. So there was probably four deep standing room at the back of the room. Now, I had got there at a decent time, so I had a seat right next to the stage. So I got picked on by the
comedian. So close to stage, you scared the band.
Yeah. And so this guy was the headliner, and I forgot his name, but he's pulling his pants down at the very end of the show to the guy who's about ready to get married. So it was a big old bachelor party, had like about 10 guys in there. He was pretty funny, but they were all funny. I mean, the whole thing was great. And what was interesting about this is not a weekly show or Jokesters or Catch a Rising Star or whatever they have.
Right.
This is, as I understand it, it's a monthly deal. So only once a month they do this show. Let me just tell you this. If you get a chance, if you hear about this, especially if you're a House Seats member and you see a comedy show happening at the Foundation Room, go. And the reason why I think this is good, it was so good, is this is run by a comedian. Again, this is a headliner who, I wish I got his fucking name. You can tell this is a guy who knows comedy, and it's filthy comedy. It's dirty, a lot of swearing, a lot of sex, all that kind of stuff. But all of these guys, five comedians, all great, women, men. You could tell this guy curated the comedy. Whereas, you know, I think it's reasonable to suggest that if you're a comedy store manager, maybe you don't curate as well as they do at the comedy club down at fucking in Los Angeles. And I know I can guarantee it they don't, because I've seen a lot of comedy shows in Las Vegas that were, you know, pretty disappointing. So I'm telling you, whether you're a tourist or not, if you hear about a comedy show at the Foundation Room, go.
All right.
It will be the best you've seen. All right, next up. I am a valet guy. I love the valet.
How long before they start charging the valet?
Let's not talk about that.
Next month?
Let's
is it
not
April?
Talk about, oh, it's this month, this week.
This week. Well, yeah, April. Next week. That's right. This weekend's April.
Friday. Okay, so I'm a valet guy. I love valet, and I just saw something, and I've seen it a couple times, but not as well done as this. Automated valet. So I don't walk out and go, hip, here's my ticket, go get it. And what you do is you walk up. This is at the Link.
Okay.
Had a meeting, had a business lunch at the Link. No, I didn't. I just had a meeting there. And you get your ticket, and they told me, well, you know, when you get out of here, Mr. Whitney, just walk up to that little thing on the side there and scan your ticket, and we will be alerted. I'm like, really? That's kind of sexy.
Cool.
So the sign that you see there says valet vehicle request. Please scan your Link Hotel valet ticket. So I did. Boop. And then this comes up. Boink. Thank you. Your vehicle has been requested. Exit doors and turn right. They even tell you how to walk away from the sign.
Get the hell away from the sign.
In case you're drunk, which you shouldn't be if you're in valet. You should be getting...
I've used that before, except I scanned my Bellagio valet ticket. The car never came. It doesn't work.
Really?
Like, where's my car?
It worked great here.
No, I'm just teasing.
Although, I will say, it said exit the door and turn right. If you really do what it says there, you end up at the taxi line.
Oh.
So that sign's not quite accurate. You just exit the doors and stand there.
Oh, well, they had to use up the space.
It was
of the screen.
It was awesome.
That's a good idea.
So Link,
you still tip the guy who brings your car.
Well, of course you do.
Yeah.
Well, of course you do. My tip is Rise. Now,
the good thing there is you don't have to give them like $3 or $4 when there's 50 people stacked in line ahead of you going, hey, here's a few extra bucks. Can I get my car to the front of the line?
Do you ever do that?
Yeah, I have occasionally.
I'm
at a big concert or a show or an event.
I kind of chill out when that. Like, actually, Vidar was brought up at the beginning of the show. Vidara has at times some of the worst valet parking for whatever reason. They tend to get really cramped up. It's weird. It's not that big of a hotel, relatively speaking. And the last time we were there, we had to wait, it seemed like, 20, 30 minutes for our valet, for our car to come up. And it was because we checked out at Sunday at noon or whatever. Right. And everybody was checking on us. And they didn't have enough people to run the deal. And it's a smaller area. They don't have enough room for enough cars. So it's kind of shitty. But and the weird thing about the link is that it's hard to find the goddamn valet.
Right.
You got to be like a super spy. It's like, what's that like? Oh, is that the?
So it's not the valet behind it, right?
No, that's the high roller you're thinking
okay,
of.
That's where I valet.
And that's where I usually valet. I actually had a meeting in the link, so
you had to go underneath the.
That's right. The parking garage, and you go through a bunch, and it's a little narrow kind of
the water flows through town.
Yeah.
You're driving underneath the old Imperial Palace.
Yeah. So it's a little weird, but I like the way they did it. And they're also very nice. And as a matter of fact, super classy move. You know, do you need directions? No, I just have a meeting. Oh, well, then we'll keep your car close to the front.
Yeah.
Perfect. Smart move, that ends up getting you tipped right there. I appreciate that. Thanks for all. Yep. So I dig people who get, that polite. All right. Somebody apparently is a good parent.
I am. What'd I do?
According to my notes.
Oh, my.
You've got two kids going to college.
I've got two children who are, my sons. They are Twinkies.
Twinkies?
Twinkies. Twins.
Twinkies?
We always called them Twinkies when they were little.
Really?
Well, I didn't feel like calling them ding-dongs or ho-hos, and I was partial to the Twinkies.
Why would you call them Twins? Any hostess cake?
Well, my wife started calling them Twinkies. But anyway, they made their college choice.
Ah.
And after much ballyhooing back and forth.
Before you tell us, can you tell us their options?
They applied to about 10 schools. They had no desire. My daughter goes to school, and she'll be graduating this year down in San Diego at a small school that she loves called Point Loma University. And she's going to graduate in about 60 days or less, first part of May. God, it's like a month. It's like not even.
She's 21?
She's 21. She's going to graduate in 3 years. Early.
Yeah, I was going to say, that seems like she's on the fast track.
She was, and very proud of her for that.
So
she made that a goal of herself to save her dad lots of money.
Oh,
she's my favorite currently.
Why wouldn't she be?
Absolutely.
Right?
So every time I see her, I give her $100.
Yeah?
Hey, it's better than $30,000. There's $100. There's $100. There's $100. So she loves San Diego, and I think she's going to hang out down there and figure out what she's going to do after.
Does she know what she graduates. Wants to do?
Yeah, she's going to probably go to PA school, I think, eventually.
Physician assistant?
Yep.
That's kind of an interesting play.
She's always been interested in medicine because, unfortunately, in our family, we've dealt with a lot of medical issues. Well, so she's never been queasy about that stuff. I mean, even when her little brother was sick, she was in the hospital with all the stuff, and she's 7 years old. And
PAs are doing that stuff. Are doing as much as doctors, quite frankly, in a lot of examples.
So she's got some other things she's going to have to do first. But
the boys.
So the boys had no desire to go to any school in California. In fact, they didn't apply to any school in California.
No kidding.
Now, the only stipulation that we put on our kids is you can't stay home. So UNLV is not an option. We want them to go out and experience the world and grow up.
I like that.
I don't want them to be in a spot where mom can do your laundry or you can come over and have a meal.
I think that's a great idea.
Yep. So it's pretty much get the hell out of Dodge.
But you're going to cover the cost completely.
Pretty much.
So we did.
As long as their grades are good.
We did 50-50 with our kids.
Well, I wouldn't say cover the cost completely. We're covering a certain dollar amount.
Yeah.
And when that money's gone, they'll have to figure out how to pay for the rest.
Right.
So with Emily, she figured out, I'm going to do this in 3 years and I'm good to go.
That's amazing.
She took summer classes. She had some credits going into school from high school that carried over. And then she took some summer classes.
AP classes.
Yep. All that stuff. And the boys had the same kind of thing.
Wow, there you go.
So they the closest place they applied to, in the Northwest, the closest place they applied to.
Do I get to guess?
Yeah,
I do. I would do Oregon. I would do Washington.
Yes, not those two schools, but in those two states. So the University of Portland in Portland.
Oh, I don't even know that.
Oregon Catholic School and Gonzaga University in Spokane.
Okay.
Those are the two closest places they applied to.
They're like, yeah, we hear your message, Dad. We're leaving.
We're close. We're right down the street.
Right. By the way, heat, horrible weather.
Right. And then they applied to several schools in the Midwest. I think the farthest east they applied to was Miami of Ohio. Then, you know, Vanderbilt, Notre Dame, places like St. Louis University and Baylor and a variety of schools.
And where did they arrive?
They ended up choosing Purdue.
Boom, baby.
And they were accepted into the Purdue engineering program, which is top five in the country.
Kind of, and I asked Melissa about that, by the way, because, you know, she's a recruiter, yeah. And she recruits engineers. And
she does.
Yeah,
I did not know that.
Yeah, sure she does. She she's at a gaming company.
So electrical engineers or programming?
Both. I mean, okay. Think about it. I mean, yeah, it's a bit of both. They're doing mechanical stuff. They're doing electrical stuff. They're doing software stuff. All that stuff takes place. When you look at a casino game, when you look at Wheel of Fortune, which just, by the way, dropped off $900,000 to a local gal over at the airport, God bless him. There's a lot of technology, and these are the gaming companies today, like the IGTs and the Valleys and the Aristocrats. Those are technology companies. They're no longer just gaming. They're competing against the guys who are. They're literally competing against the people who are in Silicon Valley. That's their competition now when it comes to trying to recruit talented people coming in. So, So, and I asked her, I said, so, you know, what do you think of Purdue? She's like, well, Jamie, who is our niece, it's her sister's daughter, went to Purdue. Her husband went to Purdue, who's now a doctor.
Okay.
She's like, it's an amazing school.
Yeah.
So, and it's,
so I think they made a great choice for them. And, you know, which discipline in engineering they go into, we'll find out after. The cool thing is the first year engineering students don't necessarily declare their discipline, whether they're going to be a civil engineer, mechanical, electrical, aeronautic,
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, they expose them to a variety of all of the disciplines in engineering. And then after your first year, you declare which one you want to go into.
Oh, I get that.
And you kind of get your prerequisites out of the way and things like that. So
that's smart.
It's in West Lafayette, Indiana. It's in corn country. It's a college town. It's maybe 150,000 people in that town. It's about an hour from Indianapolis.
It's the quintessential American environment.
It's the Big Ten.
Experience.
It's a great school. It's close to St. Louis, where my family's from. It's close to Chicago, where my wife's family's from. It's just not close to the Las Vegas. So my wife's a little sad that they're going so far away. But at the same time, I think they made a great choice for them.
How did you react? What are we doing now? How far are we on here now? We got
we're at an hour and two.
Okay. When you dropped off your daughter, did you cry?
Man, I don't know if I did.
I cried like a little bitch.
Maybe you did a little bit.
I for both of them.
I say goodbye to her, probably. Yeah. I'll say yes.
Melissa's like, we got to go back, but she's okay. I was such a mess.
That's funny.
She's still Melissa's like, Tick tock. We gotta get. She's like, yeah, cold. Let's go. She was like, she'll be all right. You'll be okay.
The bus is leaving. Let's go.
I was like, come on, man. I'm like,
it's my daughter.
It was brutal, man. It was so, and we couldn't wait for them to leave. So that was so weird because you know when your kids are 18, you the parents are the dumbest people on earth.
Oh, no question.
Oh, we were fucking idiots, and we were fighting, and my father was a lawyer. My daughter, one of my daughters, became an attorney.
A professional arguer.
She's a very good arguer. And my other daughter is an amazing arguer. So we're all very debatey.
Sure.
And so, you know, there was a lot of debating happening in our family. I'm like, you know what? I'm an idiot. I don't know what I'm doing. Get the fuck. Just go and get smarter than me. Keep going. Come to find out. When we dropped him off, I'm like, both, you'll be okay. What the hell's happening? And by the way, the good news was they realized about a year into it, you know what? Parents aren't quite as dumb as we thought.
Yeah, they figured that out a little bit.
Right, well, congratulations on the Purdue thing.
On the expenditure.
Congratulations on what will be worth every single penny. You know what?
Yep.
I toast you. Come on! All right. It's time for Have a Drink on Me. It's part of the show where I show you a picture of a bar or a lounge or a tavern that I've been to, and you get to guess where it is. And if you guess correctly, and we pick you from the super cowboy hat, or Dundee hat. That's kind of a weird
Crocodile
hat.
Dundee.
Crocodile Dundee. Well, you can win some fabulous prizes. Scott, I don't believe a word you say. Well, I don't blame you. I wouldn't believe me either. But this voice that you're going to hear, you would, in fact, thank you, Brett.
You're welcome.
Believe, because here's what you can win.
I got all kinds of cool stuff you can win.
My
the visor fell over. Oh. It's over there. Scott moved it. You could have, actually, my Cardinal hat.
No.
No, you can't have
that. Get that,
that
the that. Hell out
That's
of
beautiful.
The way. I can't have this.
Oh, we got to start over. How about the fabulous Vegas Video Network visor on back order, as long as you choose black.
Come back.
Might come eventually.
Actually, both of our red ones have been taken.
Oh, original music from Scott, the Jazzathon, and Chris McGoostick 1 and 2.
Very good. Or?
Or you can have a fabulous Malbach. It's a nice, it's number one.
One is the we're drinking Opus 1 today.
One.
It's not true, by the way, but let's pretend we are. Thank you very much, Brett.
It's very good. I even had a little bit.
It is pretty good. And Brett, if somebody wanted to actually send an email,
where would they
send it to?
Well, they could CC anybody they want, but if they wanted to get to us, they have to send it to haveadrink@vegasvideonetwork.com.
CC anybody they want.
haveadrink@vegasvideonetwork.com.
There's a couple other ways to add your chances of winning. You get one chance if you give us a correct answer. You get another chance if you're in the live chat during this segment. And there's a couple other ways to add bonuses. If you're the very first correct answer,
you get a six-pack of entries.
You get another entry. Six-pack is a lie, and that's not what we do here. We don't lie.
Fair enough. It's more of a fib.
Have you seen part of our shows?
It's a white lie, isn't
it? We lie a little bit. But if you are the first person with the first correct answer, guess what? We double your entry. But wait.
Yeah, that one I don't really like.
I do. I really like that one a lot.
All right, whatever.
We got the
you got
first,
more goofy
the first
ways
five
to get extra
entries
possible.
That we got happened in a minute.
Wow.
It was awesome. I love these people. If you send us a video or a photograph that shows the Jazzathon CD or any of the other CDs in the wild with you as a part of it, man, we're giving you another one. And guess what? Here's the magic. People say, well, Scott, I don't want you up there yet, Rob. Why would I want to win, for example, that visor? Oh, I'll tell you why.
Because you become a god.
Like,
you're like a titan.
You're not just a god. You are in the galaxy of... Big breath, Scotty.
God.
There's Rob and Glenn from... There's Jimmy who will bend your nose. And there is Scorsese and Stewart. There's Pinky who threatened Brett just a while ago. You'll see what I mean. Greg told me how to pronounce his last name. There's Fran, there's Shan, there's Alan and his better half, Aaron. There's Pops who will probably go to... There's Sammy. There's your buddy, Scott. There's Jackie and Christina who helps her babies with my music. Right? Brett's dad and Don.
Hey, Pops.
There's a dog and Wayne and Mike. Oh, no! There's Danny. And, of course, last but not least, there is Brett.
That's me.
Okay, here we go.
This is getting longer.
Well, you know what?
I think you just record that on a loop and not have to worry about it.
I want new people to come in.
I understand.
I believe in liveness. I'm not afraid of live.
Right.
I'm not afraid of live. I've been doing more live shows than anybody in this.
So we got 27 of 28 entries this week.
That's right. Pretty good, right?
Yeah, I think so.
27 of 28. Well, this is they continue to grow. Here's last week's entry. Boink. And the hints
it's
for
changed
last
quite
week.
A bit, yeah.
It has. Well, yeah. Wait, that's not last week's. That's this week's. Wait, is that last week?
That's last week's.
Yeah, okay, that's last week's. That's last week's entry, the hints were O'Shea's. And by the way, Bobby gives us in his video the real name of this bar. There are several, but I accepted them all because they're kind of like a Hitchcockian secret kind of things that you wouldn't know. Right. But O'Shea's is the name of the bar. Brett is correct. We had 27 out of 28. And here...
We always have one person who can't figure it out.
Yeah, the one that didn't figure it out this time, first time entry.
Okay.
Hadn't seen this person before and really dig that they played along, but couldn't have been farther. I think they called it House of Blues.
Oh. Not really
close. The hints that I gave didn't really suggest House of Blues.
Especially when the hint is it's O'Shea's. It's O'Shea's.
Well, right.
It's O'Shea's.
Right. That's also, by the way, if you're watching the show live or listening to it after the fact and you don't hear me say the name of the bar three times like I just did, O'Shea, 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 you're not listening to the premium version Living in Las Vegas.
Which costs $99.95.
And there's per minute. There's nothing wrong with that. Yeah. Right. You can call 966. All right. Our number one entry, Rob Cole.
Oh, sure shot.
So Rob gets one for the right entry. Rob gets one for being in the live chat. And Rob gets another one for the number one entry. By the way, as I mentioned before, the first five entries all happened within the first minute.
So Rob's got three.
He gets three. That's right. Next up, Jimmy Two G's.
He's live chatting.
He is live chatting. One for the correct answer, one for being in the live chat.
All
right. Okay. Next up, we've got Airport Limbo, Eric Hansen. Way to go, Eric. He is also in
the live chat.
He's a longtime live chatter. We love him for that. Next up, we've got Michael Snow, also known as
Chicago
Snowman. That's right. One for the right answer, one for being in the live chat. Thank you, Michael. Andy from New Hampshire, he reverted to his spy name, which was his email address, which is some crazy, fucking outrageous NDL dash explanation. It looks like a cuss word in cartoons. That's what his email address is. He's not in the live chat, but God bless you, Andy. Please put your name in there and don't make me research your name. Okay. Bob McAdams, first time entry from Bob.
Hey, welcome, Bob.
Welcome, Bob. How you doing, brother? Next up, we've got John Herman from New York City. New York City. I thought I saw John in the live chat. Let me double check. I don't see John. JJ Joan. Nope. John's in there. And we've got Joe Giano. Joe Giano.
Joe Giano?
Joe Giano. No, Joe Giano, like the word John.
Oh.
With an O.
Okay.
Giano. Next up, we've got Michael B., who's a hockey fan from Chicago. Make a hockey sound. Perfect.
He's a Blackhawk fan.
That was outstanding. We've got Rob C. from Pittsburgh. Rob, that's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
Rob is Rob068 Pittsburgh in the live chat, and I see Robbie in there, so Robbie gets a doubly. One for the correct answer,
Pittsburgh
one
Rob.
For being in the live chat. We've got Aaron Perry, who we always have argued as being the more...
most creative.
Creative.
Of the Perrys.
She did that.
She did.
She also created everything that you see. She oh, look that. At that. That was very nice. Let's actually put that up there. Let's give her a little juice. She made this. Look at that. By the way, Aaron will do these kind of cards for you. And she charges $99 a card. Now, she didn't tell me that. I made that number up, but I think it's worth every penny because you want to impress your significant other or what. She's made a couple of those cards. She made one, a 3D one, that was just kind of amazing for us. I mean, they're all 3D, but okay. Glenn Santa. Glenn is in the live chat. He goes by Glenn in Syracuse, New York. He gets a one for the correct answer, one for being in the live chat.
He's the happiest dude in the live chat today.
He is. And if
he's
you
a big Syracuse fan, and both the men and the ladies are in the Final Four.
And if you're wondering, what does Glenn look like?
He looks like that.
Glenn lives in the snow. But this, by the way, this is how you make a hoodie look less threatening. You wear the Vegas Video Network visor.
Oh.
Hey, you look like a bat. Oh, that's the Vegas Video Network visor. You mean it's no harm? Keep going.
I thought maybe you put a white guy in there.
Move on. Oh, don't be a dick. All right. Gary Romberg. Gary writes, Ireland is the largest and richest country in the world because it's always Dublin.
Oh.
Today we learned that comedy is much harder than we thought it was.
Maybe it's the delivery.
That delivery was amazing. All right, Jeffrey Sharp, who goes by Habana Jeff occasionally. First of all, Jeffrey says he loves the show. I like him. He also says, oh, what the hell is I writing there? Loved, blank, bar, casino, new, in, I got to stop writing.
When you're drinking.
When I'm drinking. But thank you for playing along. Next up, Tammy Mossbrucker. Tammy says that O'Shea's is a great place.
Cool.
Dave Fagan. Dave, nope, he's usually in there, but I don't see him right now. Dave writes, much love. We're getting a lot of love from our people.
People are liking us.
I like them.
Yeah.
Jim Shupenko from California, Pittsburgh, or PA. Yeah, it's Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Where is that, California?
I'm going to say it's outside of Pittsburgh.
You know what he says? Love the show.
Terrific.
Two in a row that love the show. Mm. And finally, Steve from Soti, UK writes, definitely not the first, probably not the last something. By the way, he spelled the way O'Shea's would be written in Ireland, O-S-E with a little line over it, S.
Oh.
O'Sess? Or Shays, but without the H because they don't afford the H. And I don't know. Okay.
They were light on ink.
They were light on the ink, so they wanted to save the H. All right. First up, Alan Perry writes.
AP is writing to us. He says, gents, hello, boys. Had him as O'Shea's at the link. When they shut down the original O'Shea's, I can't say that I was too sorry to see it go. The place was kind of a dump.
It was.
And I was skeptical about it, what it would be like when Caesars announced they were going to resurrect the place. But wow, it turned out great. It doesn't even feel like the old place. Yes, they still have a bit of the college frat party feel with the beer pong, but they have classed the place up. I applaud. It looks great. And the entry to the Link Promenade, Caesars Entertainment, has done it right. Lots of great places to drink and eat. I hope that the upcoming park by MGM, which opens next week, keeps the outdoor party thing going. I love it. Bring on the summer. AP from the Prescott.
Thank you there, Alan. Nicely done. O'Shea's used to be a whole casino.
Yeah.
Now it is.
It was kind of a fun casino going. You know, you played crappy slots and dollar slots.
But now it is literally just a giant bar frat room.
Oh, okay, cool.
There's a casino. There's a casino in it, kind of. But mostly it's beer pong on the sides, bar. Really? But yeah, it's a really, cool. Because the Link took over part of what was O'Shea's.
Right, gotcha.
Really interesting. All right, Monica Fagan.
The Bink.
Binky.
She's in there.
I see her. So she gets one for the right answer. And she writes this. O'Shea's a Link. Don't think of messing with me, Brett.
Oh.
I'm just as dangerous as Mike Q.
Ouch.
Chicago girls will fuck you up.
I married one. You don't think I already know that?
Okay.
I've been dodging
What did you say to her?
Potted plants for, I have no idea.
Did you say to
Binky? Binky, why did I make you mad? What did I do? What did I say?
What did I say to piss you off this time?
She said, Scott, please remember my hubby Bud in the gallery.
Yeah, oh, sure. Bud. I know. Oh, yeah. I know. I got you.
Bink, why are you mad at me? What did I do? I can't remember what I had for lunch today, much less what I might have said to you just the other day last week.
Here's the Binkus.
Here's Bink and Bud.
Binky and Bud. The Binky and Bud
Jen's
show.
Telling us to keep it
clean. It's time for the Binky and Bud
What did we say
show?
That was dirty?
Okay.
Clean rarely happens.
Okay, next up we got Philip Fanchez. Philip writes, hey, guys. Hey.
Hi, Philip.
Relatively new to the show, but I love it already.
That's
three or four loves for us.
Yeah, we love the love.
I think this is going to be okay.
I'm feeling the love.
I feel it too.
Yeah.
I believe the answer to your question is O'Shea's. Phil from Texas. You know what? Texas is its own country, really. And we reach out to now 151 countries. That's how bitchin' we are.
We are cool. Mike writes something short.
Greetings, Scott and Brett. Correct pronunciation and order. My guest this week is O'Shea's Casino. As before, please select again if I am selected. You know what? He's kind of like Jesus. I just play for the fun of it to see if I can search out the correct answer. By the way, Brett, how you feeling?
I'm feeling fine. Thanks, buddy. I'm doing all right.
Did you give him one?
Does he need one?
Yeah, because he's in the live
chat. Oh, that's right. He's live streaming.
He's like one of the first people in the live chat, man.
I'm feeling all right. I'm a little fatigued, but I'm doing all right. I'm starting a new process, clinical trial in April. So I'll be traveling quite a bit in April, although none of them are on Tuesdays. So I think that's okay. So I'll be
here. That would have been a good excuse for you to go, I'm pretty much sick of your show, Scott.
Yeah.
I've had enough of you.
I suggested. I said, can't we do it on Tuesdays? They said, no, how about Thursday? Okay, Thursday's fine.
I'm really trying to get out of some stuff on Tuesday. Can you help me there, Doc?
Yeah.
No, we're not open on Tuesdays.
Well, the good thing, here's the cool thing. My son's baseball games, he plays for his high school team. On Tuesdays, they pretty much are playing home games, and I do the public announcing. I'm the PA guy. Now batting number nine.
I got to go to that. This is on Tuesdays?
Pretty much on Tuesdays.
What time?
Usually around 3:30, 4 o'clock is when the game starts.
Oh, it would be good if I could do that, but I'm working and making this happen.
Now, on Thursdays, they play on the road, typically. Yeah. So I'm going to miss some road games. I don't like missing the games. I got to be honest. That makes me sad.
I'm sorry. This what I'm about to give you will not make you sad.
Okay, good.
Leslie is in the live chat, Las Vegas. So Leslie gets one, boink, for being in the correct answer. Leslie gets two for being in the live chat. And Leslie, God bless her little heart, gives me a limerick.
Ooh, a limerick. Thank you, Leslie. Greetings, gentlemen. Hello. Obviously talking to me. Hope you guys had a happy Easter.
Yep.
I did. I had a wonderful Easter. Thank you very much. Here's this week's Haddam, done as a limerick appropriate, I thought.
Perfect.
There once was a place named O'Shea's, whose strip front had gotten the way. They rebuilt in the link with beer pong and drink and partying 24 hours a day.
Boom!
Cheers.
Man, how great was that?
Way to go, Las Vegas.
That was very good.
Way to go, Leslie.
That's very talented.
Very good job.
Good job, man. It can be sometimes frightening and intimidating when you realize the people watching this show are more talented.
Oh, absolutely. Than you. Almost all of them are.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
And to think that.
But I've got the key to the castle.
Yeah, you broke.
In fact, I broke it.
You broke my widget. Okay. And we've got Craig. It's Daughtry, by the way. I've pronounced it 15 different ways. And he's like, all right, you an idiot. He actually wrote it out phonetically. It's Daugherty. All right. What's happening, guys? With a good name like Daughtry, I know I love this week's Haddam location. Nothing beats a trip down to the link to visit my famous Irish-inspired pub, O'Shea's Vegas Dog 222. Who's in the live chat, by the way? Hey, Craig, what's going on, brother?
Okay,
he gets one for the correct answer, boink, and one for being in the live chat.
All right.
Attaboy, Craigie. And then finally, we've got Christina V. Christina V gets a doubler because she sent us. Where are you? There you are. She gets one for being correct and one for sending us this.
In the wild.
This child, and she writes.
Oh, she writes. Hi, guys. This week's bar is O'Shea's in last week's Living in Las Vegas. Scott said my son in the picture for the Galaxy of Gods didn't listen to his music. Not true! Scott must have forgot he gave me Chris McCoustic while I was pregnant with the first, and I would play it for the baby Awesome because it was very calming for him.
Yep.
Now, little Awesome has been tested and is above the bell curve.
Of course.
I can't say for sure it was Scott's music that made him gifted, I suspect it was. That is why I started my second son, Baby Incredible, on the music in utero. Christina. Please let Pops and Rob know I love their videos and think they are hilarious. Fantastic job, fellas. Notice she did not say Danny.
Here is the baby in utero.
Sorry, Danny.
This picture right here is literally my music talking to Baby Incredible. Little gin and tonic.
Little gin and tonic.
Might not be the exact. Puppy Funkajazzosaurus.
Can you tell what song she's listening to? Starts with an A.
Oh, Allegria. Oh, that's a really good song. Okay. Why do I have that in my sounds here?
She's got it up on full blast, too. She's got the volume up pretty high.
Let's see.
How are the ears?
Oh, yeah. You want to hear it? Here's what it sounds like.
Oh.
Let me skip ahead. This is it. That's too much. Come on, Scott.
It's like he's waiting to slay a bull. Very Spanish.
I am. I dig that kind of a Latin. I'm a Latin guitar jazzy guy.
No, Spanish is not Latin. It's Spanish.
Don't get in my
Spanish,
shit.
As in the Spaniards in Spain.
This is Latin jazz. Back off.
I'm saying it's Spanish.
I will kill a bitch.
I'm saying it's Spanish.
All right. Thank you, Scott. And thank you, Christina. All right, back to it. All right, our next video, Gene.
As in Pops?
Yes, of course it's Pops.
Oh, good Lord.
One for the correct answer.
I gotta give him like 12, don't
one
I?
For being in the live chat, and one for this cinematic climax.
Piece of genius?
Piece of genius. Pops, take it away.
Hey, kids.
Hey.
This week I was going to turn the jazzathon up really loud and play along on my harmonica. But I don't play harmonica. Besides, something else came up. A few weeks ago, I was making a video of me winning on a slot machine. And at the end, when it was totaling up and some of the other players were teasing me a little bit, I kind of did an impromptu invite for everybody, you know, come see the podcast. And I only expected a couple hundred people to see it, and something happened and it took off. Here's a little clip of what I posted.
And that was $105.90 bonus on a 20 cent bet, y'all. 29X, if I'm not mistaken. Pops. Reminding you, join us every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific time, for the Living in Las Vegas podcast, www.vegasvideonetwork.com. See ya.
Jesus! Of course, that text was added when I edited the video before I posted it to YouTube. Put that up there a couple of weeks ago, expecting a couple hundred people to see it. Thousands of people have seen it. Suddenly, I'm getting messages from people that say, hey, I saw your show. You and your co-host Brent are really great. And I'm like,
so you're Scott.
Hold on, this is out of control. How offended should I be?
Very.
That these fuckers think I'm him. That's God damn funny. It, I have got to lose weight and, you know, maybe do some facial shit because this is insane. Continue on. Pops, you fucker, you.
Hold it. Number one, it's not Brent, it's Brett. And
thank you, Pops.
I'm not Scott, unless I'm using his credit card to pay for dinner.
That a boy.
See ya.
That's funny.
That's insane. Well done, Pops. But you gotta send me that link, man, because I couldn't find it when I did a quick search.
Pops says he's prettier.
No respect. And then finally, of course, the Martin Scorsese to the Live in Las Vegas. We got yourself the Bob. Tell me a little, Bob, what you got there.
Hi, guys.
Who's in the live chat?
This week's bar is located at the Link Entertainment District. It was one of the first tenants in the promenade, a shopping, dining, and nightlife.
By the way, Bob and I always debate this part. Well, I'm going to end up having to pay for his copyrighted music. Let's hope not.
District, anchored by the High Roller Observation Wheel. There are at least four names for this week's Adam. O'Shea's.
Yep.
O'Shea's Pub.
Yep.
Dublin Bar.
Yeah.
Dublin Up Bar.
Very well done.
Take your pick. At O'Shea's, you can enjoy beer pong tournaments, more than 50 types of beers, table games, and O'Shea's popular host, Lucky the Leprechaun, always keeps the party upbeat. Here are a few people you may know.
There you go.
And these giant nuts.
Yeah,
you guys
boy,
have a
baby.
Good one, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you, Bobby.
Right. That's funny.
We have talented
that
cats.
That is funny.
All right, here we go. Let's go.
And that's how Jen found the show, thanks to Pops, his little video.
I gotta figure this
My
out.
Daughter was in town this week. She's turned to 21. They hung out at the Gold Spike on Saturday night.
That's where all the young kids go.
Yeah, they had a blast. She loved it.
Did she play
I'm like,
football?
All right.
Not football. Did she play giant Jenga?
I didn't ask too many questions.
Right.
Because I just want to make sure she got home at about 3 o'clock
that's
in the morning.
Called? That's called plausible deniability.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Exactly. You're going where? You're going downtown? Oh, good Lord.
Gold Spike's kind of like the cool hip place. That's where I discovered the All-Americans. No, the All-Togethers, which is an amazing... hillbilly jazz band.
All right, our winner is Michael B, the hockey fan from Chicago.
Whoa,
hello,
B.
First time winner. Yay!
Way to go, Michael.
His virgin excursion. Congratulations, Michael B.
That was good.
Like that?
And you're going to win either a
visor. Today's Jen's virgin excursion.
You're going to win a visor, you're going to win a drink on me, or you're going to win one of our CDs. Okay, Michael.
Yay,
let's
congratulations.
Look at this week's. Have a drink
this
on
week's Adam.
Me.
You know, I've done a poor job myself in identifying these places.
Good. Here we go.
It continues.
Good. Here's our first clue. Clue
and
number
clues
one.
Clues are way too good for me.
You got to go downtown for this bit of relief.
Downtown.
You've got to go downtown for this
okay.
bit of
so
relief.
Okay. So it's downtown.
Nothing gets by you.
Okay. Nothing gets by you. I got that fart figured
Hint
out.
Hint number two. Mary J. Blige needed some
yeah, see,
of
that
this.
That means nothing to me.
Yeah, you look it up, though, you'll figure it out.
Yep.
And number two, Mary J. Blige needed a little bit of this. And
okay.
Hint number three, this is a good one here, kids. No need to lay on a couch and bare your soul to visit this bar
okay.
slash
I think
restaurant.
I think I would know what to say.
Right.
Don't know if that's what
number
it's called,
Number three,
though.
Again, no need to lay on a couch and bare your soul to visit this particular bar. Or restaurant. If you know the answer, send it to haveadrink@vegasvideonetwork.com. Again, haveadrink@vegasvideonetwork.com. And that's it, everybody. Thanks very much for playing along. Thanks to the live chat for getting involved with our new show or our new concept, Pick Your Poison. We'll be doing that again. And again, if you guys want to provide us categories for Pick Your Poison, send them to onairq@livinginlv.com. With also with your questions as well. If you want to send us a voicemail? Oh, I've got to update this, don't I? You got to go to our website, which doesn't look like that anymore. Click that little red tab, hit that little pop-up thing, and send us a voicemail because your whites will be whiter, your brights will be brighter. We're on iTunes. Give us a 5-star review, won't you? We're also on YouTube, as people like Pops would know. Give us a thumbs up and share us with your friends. And we're also on Roku. Over 31,000 accounts have installed our stuff. We're on Stitcher, TuneIn, Chromecast, Apple, Google, and Fire TV. Vegas Video Network, Google Play. We're pretty much everywhere you could possibly be online and not be arrested for some kind of violation against mankind and the U.S. government. I'm Scott.
I'm Brett.
And we want to thank you guys for playing along. We'll see you guys next week on the Vegas Video Network.
Happy April. Knock
April
that.
April coming up.
Knock. Opening day.
Opening day who?
Opening day baseball Sunday.
And you suck at knock.
Hallelujah.
Has everybody really realized how bad of a joke teller you are?
No, I'm fantastic.
It's really not great.
It wasn't meant to be a joke.
It really
is. To inform people that it's opening day.
It's a gift, really, and you're not. You don't have a gift.
I got
somebody took your gift back.
I got your gift over here.
I got your gift right here. Jimmy.